here's a story from The World.
El Salvador took a big economic step today. The Central American country became the first in the world to adopt Bitcoin as official currency. Salvadorans can now use Bitcoin at shops, restaurants, and in financial transactions. Anna Catherine Brigida is a journalist there. She's been following the rollout of Bitcoin in El Salvador and joins us from the capital, San Salvador. Anna Catherine, how is the rollout going so far?
So I actually went to a few different businesses to see if they're accepting Bitcoin. I went to a dollar store, a bakery, a place called Don Pollo that sells chicken, and they all said they're not quite ready yet. They're not accepting Bitcoin yet. And then when I got to McDonald's, they are accepting Bitcoin. So they printed out the QR code that I had to scan with my wallet app. But when I scanned the QR code, it said invalid. So I'm not sure. They've been very helpful and they really want to figure out what's wrong. So far, the rollout is a little bit bumpy, I would say.
Yeah, generally, how are Salvadorans reacting to this adoption of Bitcoin?
Generally, it's one of the most unpopular policies of Bukele's time in office. He's been president for a little bit more than 2 years now. So there was a recent survey that showed that about 70% of Salvadorans are against this law. Earlier today, there's a protest in San Salvador, but it's really the first time that people are protesting one of Bukele's policies because he's one of the most popular leaders in the region.
I mean, it's worth mentioning that Bukele took this decision to implement the new currency unilaterally without any input from El Salvador's legislative body. How does that play into the dissatisfaction with the rollout of this Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, now his party has a supermajority in the Legislative Assembly, so he's able to pass a lot of laws without much discussion. But that's what I've been hearing today. One of the big complaints about the law is that it was passed so quickly without actually asking people, you know, if it works for them. And the general consensus is that it doesn't work for most people. And that didn't take into consideration the realities of many Salvadorans who, like I said, you know, some of them don't have cell phones. Some of them are informal vendors. Some of them can't take the risk of the volatility of Bitcoin.
So, Anna Catherine, with President Bukele expanding his powers, how should we understand the Bitcoin story in the context of these political moves?
So this is in a context where people are already starting to be worried about his authoritarian tendencies, about the lack of transparency in some of his policies. And Bitcoin is really sort of the example of how all of these things and all of the way that he has run the government, how it is affecting the average Salvadoran.
And remind us why El Salvador adopted Bitcoin as a currency, official currency, to begin with.
Well, because because Bukele decided that he thought it was a good idea, I would say, to sum it up, I think that is one of the main concerns of everyone is, well, there was never really any explanation of why El Salvador needs this. Why do they need this currency? Why is it going to make things so much better? Why is it going to solve the country's economic problem? So there's never been an explanation in terms of why El Salvador needs this policy. It's something that Bukele announced. It was quickly passed through Congress, and now it's a law that has been put into effect.
So did McDonald's sort out your Bitcoin order yet?
I just paid with a credit card at the end of the day.
Journalist Anna Catherine Brigida in El Salvador on the day the country adopts Bitcoin as its new currency. Anna Catherine, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
From PRX.